Reading an article in Business Day newspaper yesterday by freelance writer Kate Thompson-Davey about the dirty dozen that are peddling anti-vax conspiracies via social media. And Kate, good afternoon. There are a very few accounts which are responsible for a very high proportion of what you and I and many other people would regard as seriously disinformational communications.
Yes, it's actually really terrifying when you start to see the concentration of the fake information that's out there.
And those 12, I mean, they really believe what they are putting out there, do they? Does anybody know what's in the mind of the Dirty Dozen?
I don't think that we know directly what's in the mind of all of them, but we do know that some people, particularly those on the higher end of this disinformation spectrum, are making money from this, from peddling this misinformation or disinformation. And the cynic in me wants to say they have perhaps chosen that path because it is what they have built their income on.
But who's paying them to put disinformation about vaccines into the world?
Well, I mean, to a degree, you and I. So someone like Joseph McCullough, who is a pretty well-established alternative medicine entrepreneur, he is worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that he gets through selling supplements, selling books, getting paid to promote people's products on his social media. And that's one of the reasons why he is able to put out so much more content. And then he himself, of his own fortune, funds things like the National Vaccine Information Center, which is, when I say national, it's an American center.
And the free speech argument, Kate, should we, if we're free speech adherents, which I like to think of myself as largely being, I'm not a free speech fundamentalist, but I am a free speech adherent, then shouldn't we call it other information rather than disinformation?
I mean, I get the impulse to go, we are, all have a right to freedom of speech and our own opinions. I do think, though, that we need to balance that against the potential for harm. And certainly in the case of the anti-vaccination accounts, and in the case of people who are, for example, anti-Semitic or promoting, you know, the run on the American Capitol in January, the harm that they create, I would say, is enough of a reason to curtail some of that freedom of that freedom of speech impulse. Because these aren't people who are sitting at home, you know, facing their mum or their partner and going, I disagree. These are people who have personal reach in the millions of other people who are saying demonstrably fake information as if it were the same as what's coming from scientists and doctors and organizations who are committed to putting out quite well-researched material.
And they are doing this largely on platforms which are committed, at least in public, they say they are committed to removing disinformation, not allowing this kind of disinformation on those platforms. Yet they seem, certainly on the basis of your article and other stuff that I've read, to be doing a pretty poor job of getting rid of it pretty much as soon as it appears or even before it appears.
It is very frustrating because I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I love the potential to connect with my family and friends in other places, and I do find it useful for work and social, but it's clear that we have a concentration of social media. So, for example, the company Facebook also owns Instagram and also owns WhatsApp, and they just aren't carrying through to the degree that we would think. So I gave one of the stats in my article, which comes from this Disinformation Dozen report, that the removal rate of some of these perpetrators of disinformation is only 5%, meaning 95% of demonstrably fake information is being left out. And that's just not good enough in my mind.
Thank you, Kate. Kate Thompson-Davey, freelance writer, has an article about the Dirty Dozen, responsible for nearly three quarters of the disinformation communication out there on the Business Day website, is where you will find it.